Fiona Kelly is here now with It Says in the Papers.
The changing face of who owns our nursing homes, fallout from the decision to house families of asylum seekers instead of single males in Ballinrobe, and Cillian Murphy's win at the Golden Globes are some of the stories and pictures carried on your front pages this morning. That new report from the ESRI about the growing dominance of large-scale private operators in the nursing home sector generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Examiner, citing how 14 medium to large-scale operators now provide about 40% of all beds in nursing homes nationally. The Times runs with the line that one in five small rural nursing homes have closed since the pandemic. One of the implications of this, according to the paper, is that people living in rural Ireland are likely to face a shortage of nursing home beds close to home as more large-scale facilities, many of which are funded by profit-driven international private equity firms, are opening in counties with bigger populations. Taking the line that the trend is likely to drive up the cost of nursing home care, the Examiner quotes a section of the report which describes how operators in the sector have transitioned from being passive price acceptors to being strong negotiators. The rising cost of health insurance receives coverage in the front of the Irish Independent, where Charlie Weston reports that thousands of consumers are likely to face an increase in their premiums when they go to renew them this month. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that what the paper describes as the government's U-turn on the decision to house families instead of 50 single male asylum seekers in Ballyrobe in County Mayo is likely to embolden protesters to challenge future plans to house asylum seekers. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with the story about the upcoming court appearance of a former TD and serving councillor who both papers report is to face an alleged offence of driving while under the influence of cocaine. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both lead with the High Court ruling that an attempt by Sinn Féin MLA Gerry Kelly to sue writer and journalist Malachy O'Doherty for claiming he shot a prison officer should be thrown out of court. Describing the libel action as scandalous, frivolous and vexatious, the judge declared that the defamation proceedings related to Mr Kelly's role during a mass escape from the Mays prison 40 years ago were untenable since Mr Kelly had himself written about his role in the breakout. Cillian Murphy is pictured in the front of the Times and Examiner clutching the Golden Globe Award he won on Sunday night, while the Independent opts for a lovely shot of himself and his wife Yvonne on the red carpet. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner has front page stories about the prospect of Corkport building a new facility to cope with the 60% increase in the number of new cars arriving at the port this month, and the Brennan Brothers' sale of the Lansdowne Hotel in Kenmare to local man Patrick Hanley, whose family previously owned the hotel. The Independent gives coverage today to a plan to exhume the bodies of prisoners executed at Mountjoy Prison up until 1954. And that paper also reports the scientists at DCU have found a new way of treating patients with drug-resistant pancreatic cancer. And finally, Rebecca Black has a nice story in today's Mail about a brood of barn owls which hatched last month on a farm in County Down. Dawn Stocking of Ballycruttle Farm admits that she was taken by surprise since the pair of barn owls appeared to have gone their separate ways after some jackdaws took up residence in their nest box. While the male stayed put, the female moved to a neighbouring farm, but were told that the male remained determined to woo her back. His persistence obviously paid off, because shortly before Christmas, the snores of newborn chicks could be heard coming from their nest box. Stocking describes the saga as being just like a soap opera, complete with lots of twists and nail-biting moments.
Fiona, thank you.